Half an X. Today we are starting one of our episodes, Fast Food, Catch It If You Can, a food review. I am your host, Kira Carter, and your co-host is Dr. Tinius. This is our opinion on Whataburger. No hate to the restaurant or employees. On August 8th, 1950, an adventurous and determined entrepreneur named Harmon Dobson opened up the world's first Whataburger on Ayer Street in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Okay, so we're going to be talking about our thoughts, ideas, and opinions about the number one, which is a hamburger, fries, and a drink. Essentially, we're looking here at the nutritional facts.
Which you can find at whataburger.com.
Scroll down to the bottom, you're going to see a little thing that says nutritional facts.
Y'all have it all, like, organized, too. Like, props to the people who are in charge of Whataburger's organization.
First, let's talk about, because we did eat Whataburger for lunch.
It was delicious.
We had hamburgers and fries. What do you feel about Whataburger?
It's good. It's very popular in the South. They're not everywhere, I don't think. Are they?
No, I don't think so. And I know it originated in Texas.
More of a Southern thing.
Yeah. Us Texans down here in our Whataburger.
Oh, yeah, all the time. It's very popular. I remember getting out of school for school dances. Packed. Totally packed. It's almost always packed.
Well, they're open 24 hours.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. They are open. So you can go down and get Whataburger at like 1 in the morning if you really wanted to. Which is very good for people who work.
Midnight shift.
Yeah, all the different shifts. Do they serve breakfast?
Yeah, they serve breakfast too.
They serve... Okay, they got breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
They even have breakfast taquitos.
Breakfast on a bun? Mm-hmm. What's breakfast on a bun?
Bacon and sausage on a bun instead of on a biscuit.
But that sounds really good. Number 22, buttermilk biscuit sandwich. That sounds delicious.
I will say I have had their buttermilk biscuits, and they are delicious. They're really good.
I didn't know they served pancakes.
I'm going to assume it depends on what Whataburger you go to.
Yeah, because I didn't see that on the menu. Or maybe it's like a secret menu. Don't they have those? Like, you can go to Starbucks. You can go to Starbucks and be like, yo, I want the secret menu. It's like a whole mission, and they make it for you. It's great. Well, some of them. So sometimes you have to tell them. Instagram, Google, and like, see what's on the secret menu. It was like this one time we went to Starbucks, because my sister always begs me. We had a friend, too, and she was like, oh, look, there's this. And so we tried it. It was like strawberry cheesecake drink, and it was so good. And I was like, I didn't know they could make that. And they're like, oh, it's not on the menu. I was like, oh, it's crazy.
The secret menu.
The secret menu. And then I've heard number 25, the honey butter chicken biscuit. That was very popular. I think that's one of the new things. Back to number one.
Back to the number one. I love Whataburger's hamburgers, specifically because we know that their meat is 100% beef. Everything tastes really good. It's always fresh. I don't know if it's frozen in the freezer or not. I don't know how they keep it, but when you go, it's not like the burger's been sitting there for an hour and they just put it in your bag. They actually make it when you arrive. So it does take a little bit longer to get your food, but I think it is worth it. Nutritional value. Kira had a little moment a minute ago when she was looking at the calories and the carbohydrates.
Mostly the sodium. I was like, is that good or is that bad? And she was like, that's bad. And I was like, oh no, I just ate that today. That's great.
The regular Whataburger number one has
I didn't have tomato.
A tomato isn't going to make a large difference in your sodium.
I didn't have tomato.
The regular Whataburger has 1,220 milligrams of sodium. If you look on the heart.org website, how much sodium should I eat per day is the question I asked. And here it says, Americans consume far too much sodium, about 3,500 milligrams a day. The American Heart Association recommends no more than 2,300 milligrams a day, moving toward an ideal limit of no more than 1,500 milligrams per day for adults.
I ate my day's worth in one sandwich.
What are the fries?
Where are the fries? I found the french fries. It's inside near the bottom. They serve hash browns and apple slices as one of the... Well, technically hash browns is a breakfast. I didn't know they had apple slices.
Yeah, and actually you can order apple slices instead of fries with any meal. Like they, I think it's an automatic on the kids meal unless you specify fries, but you can order apple slices and make a healthier choice.
If I had an option between apple slices and french fries, you know your girl gonna get some french fries. Let's be realistic. There are some times where I'm like, I kind of want apple slices.
I don't know about the apple slices. Look at the calorie difference, though. So if I get apple slices, 30 calories, no sodium. The only thing it has is carbohydrates and sugars. 8 grams of carb, dietary fiber.
Just an apple. It's crazy that when you can look at things, you realize how much more they have. Because I'm so used to just being like on the spot because I go through the drive-thru, be like, oh yeah, I'm going to get what I normally get.
Now, the good thing about the regular Whataburger is that it's 590 calories by itself. If you were to go and just get a burger, you should be okay calorie wise. Unless you get the triple meat burger, which is 1,070 calories.
The most carbs I saw on here, the honey barbecue chicken strips sandwich, that's the most carbs I've seen on this.
Well, and I think that's one reason too why it's so important for us to be aware of caloric intake and what foods we're eating, because even if you didn't know that if you get a regular meal, which is the medium fries and a medium Dr. Pepper, that's 380 calories. You're looking at over 1,000 calories with just that one meal. And the sodium, which is multiple days worth of sodium. So really important that we're looking at our choices. And even though Whataburger is famous for the 100% beef, not healthy, but not extremely terrible for your health like some other fast food restaurants. So just important to know.
Yeah. If you look at the dipping sauces and dressings, the healthiest one that I see in sodium is pancake syrup. There's like sodium, but the lowest sodium on there is also sugar-free, which is kind of weird because there's no sodium in the pancake syrup, but there's sodium in the sugar-free pancake syrup.
The only thing that about that is that pancake syrup is essentially sugar.
There's a difference in calories as well. Like regular pancake syrup, the one that has zero sodium, has 160 calories. And then the sugar-free pancake syrup has like 25.
That's yeah, but weird. Look over at the sugar. The sugar.
Where's the sugars?
It's the next to last column.
Oh, like the one with 21.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so 21 grams of sugar.
For the regular.
In regular and zero in the sugar-free. But again,
it's like 50-50. Yeah. Pick which one you want less of and good luck. There's also low fat, like low fat herb vinaigrette, low fat honey pepper vinaigrette. That sounds really cool, actually.
Now, here's the thing, though. If you do a lot of research, dietitians will say that fat-free is not necessarily the best choice because fat-free can still be high in sugars, whereas sugar-free might be higher in fat, but sugar does more damage to your system than fat does.
They have taquito? I have a question. Do people count taquitos as breakfast?
That's what I was saying earlier. It's kind of funny that they even have taquitos.
I didn't hear. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Okay, so when you go to Whataburger, what do you usually eat?
My standard meal? The only one I've ever got is a number one. I don't really go out of my way. Well, now that I know they have other things, I might. Because, like, now that I know in honey butter chicken biscuit, a buttermilk biscuit, I might be ordering the whole meal.
Be stopping in for breakfast.
Wait, do they serve breakfast all day, too?
I don't know.
They have a junior mushroom Swiss burger. I like mushrooms.
I think you can get any burger as a junior burger.
Oh, okay.
I mean, on their secret menu. If you go and ask, you can almost get any kind of burger as a junior.
So normally I get a number one with no tomatoes. And I know you can add cheese.
Yes. I will say I'm a creature of habit. For the longest time, I was getting a chicken sandwich. But I really love their hamburgers. So I'll get the hamburger every once in a while. I had this free reward a while back. And it was to try their patty melt. I've honestly never had a patty melt before in my life. I didn't know what it was going to be. I don't know why the word patty melt just sounded weird and gross. But it was actually delicious. It's like toast. A couple of hamburger patties, cheese melted, and sauteed onions. I ate the whole thing. It was really good.
That sounds amazing. I just scrolled and I just realized that there's drinks. I did not know that they served coffee, but it would make sense if they had a breakfast meal.
I just looked it up and they do not serve breakfast all day long. So, que lastima. That's sad. I know. It's sad only.
Yes, sad only. Yes. And then they serve desserts, and I didn't know that either.
My husband's favorite dessert, he'll get that hot apple pie, and he just loves it.
It's not a normal apple pie. It's a hot apple pie. Yes. It's like fresh.
It is warm.
It's good. What's a fruit chew?
The little fruit chewies.
Like the fruit snacks?
Yeah, fruit snacks.
I don't count that as a dessert.
Well, little kids do.
The most popular thing that I can think of right now is Dr. Pepper shakes, especially in the South.
Oh, my word. I had my first Dr. Pepper shake like a month ago. I know, I had never gotten it before.
Was it good?
It was amazing.
I know. It's crazy. It's
delicious.
It's like the main drink in the South. Dr. Pepper.
Well, you know, I really didn't know what it was going to taste like. I mean, I guess I don't know what I was expecting, but it was so amazing. It was one of the most amazing shakes I've ever had.
It's kind of funny to me because, like, Texas, the state drink is definitely Dr. Pepper, and then Arkansas is Big Red. Both drinks are very good. They're both very sugary. I don't know if there's zero sugar one for Big Red, but I know there's some for Dr. Pepper, right?
Yeah, there's sugar-free. There's...
Diet.
Yeah. Diet. Have you tried the Dr. Pepper Bluebell ice cream yet?
Yes.
Yeah, amazing.
Yes. They have Big Red Zero offers Big Red flavor without sugar and calories.
Interesting.
That's what Amazon.com says about it. When I was younger, I was born in Arkansas, moved to Texas, so mostly a Texan because I remember my whole life here. My Nana would make Big Red ice cream, homemade, so good. So Big Red, get on that.
Yes.
Make some ice cream.
You know, back in the day, and I guess you can still get Big Red in a bottle, but the Big Red in the bottle, amazing. So I worked at this barbecue place down near Austin called The Solic, and Big Red was one of the drinks we served it out of the bottle. Oh man, Big Red and barbecue, it almost doesn't get better than that. My dad loves Big Red. I do like Big Red. I just don't drink it very often. Honestly, I don't drink Cokes very often anymore either. I do tea. So Whataburger's unsweet tea is quite amazing. And my husband and kids will tell you that Whataburger's sweet tea is quite amazing too.
Have you been to HTO?
I have. It was all quite pricey.
Oh yeah. So. It's like Starbucks for tea. The coconut, my favorite. The things we have in the South.
We're like becoming a big bougie drink state.
When they start making them fireworks out of the drinks. That's how you know.
You can get drinks that are like foggy.
Oh yeah, I remember.
So they put dry ice in it and it makes it foaming with steam. So those are pretty cool though.
What is that name?
The Magic Time Machine.
Yes! They have like drinks like that.
They do. Thoughts about Whataburger.
It's amazing, and if you're ever where there's a Whataburger, you should definitely try it out, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Whataburger is actually my kids' favorite fast food places. And we don't eat fast food very often, but when we do, Whataburger is one of the main choices. And side note comment, growing up until very recently, I thought it was Whataburger. W-A-T-E-R.
Me too.
Burger. But it is Whataburger.
Yes.
As one word.
Us in the South, we say Whataburger.
Oh, we say Whataburger.
We say it too
yes.
quickly.
Yeah.
Like water. But us in the South,
Whataburger.
We say Whataburger.
Oh, we say Whataburger.
We say it too quickly. Yeah. It sounds like water. Yeah. What a burger. I think that's all we have for today. Stay tuned and see our other episodes. Have a blessed day. And don't forget, our mission is now your mission. Unleash your gifts and shine God's light. I just spit on the screen. That was very cute. You're gonna have fun editing this.
I am.
And what's margarine? Margarine.
Margarine.
Oh, dyslexia really hit. We should put that in the bloopers.
You're so funny.
Margarine.
Margarine. Who is margarine?
Oh.
goodness.
And then if you get it, you get bored. You always have to work at something. Always. All the time.
It's true.
It's like with relationships. I don't know. Like, getting food on the table, taking care of children. That's a job.
It's a big job.
It really is.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, that's a fun sound. Anyways.